A steelmaker with three plants in Indiana has committed to using an ingredient made from coal to make steel for another 12 years. Coke is used in heavy polluting blast furnaces. But Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, environmental groups say there's a greener way to make steel and federal money available to ease the transition.
Blast furnaces not only release a lot of greenhouse gas emissions, but also air pollutants that could cause lung and heart problems for people living nearby. Environmental groups say Cleveland-Cliffs could get federal grant funding to use technology like green hydrogen and electric arc furnaces, putting its emissions near zero. Ben Inskeep with the Citizens Action Coalition says the U.S. will need more steel in the future for things like electric cars and wind turbines, and those companies will want their raw materials to be sustainably produced too.
The company is really locking itself into this pathway. That's not really where the industry is going, and it's not where the demand is going.
Despite its commitment to using blast furnaces, Cleveland-Cliffs also recently joined a regional hub that aims to produce hydrogen for steelmaking. Industrious Labs, a group that works to decarbonize heavy industry, says the company could be hedging its bets. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
We couldn't reach the company in time for comment.